Hello, everypony, and welcome back to Pony and Wolf Productions. My name is, as always, Visual Pony, and it is much cooler now because I'm actually recording this past midnight on the 90th of July, 2022. Today we are reading the story, Did You Have to Go That Far? By I Am Sinner, a self-described shit poster. His stories we have read on this channel many times before because he posts a lot and they usually have very good quality, even though they are also utterly insane. I'm looking forward to this craziness because the synopsis alone really intrigued me. Anyhow, here is a list of those amazing people who keep this channel alive and of course keep me eating. I am quite tired, which is why there is not a lot of energy in this intro right now, but I hope you can forgive me that I will only remind you to please subscribe because it helps out the channel, is completely free, and I don't really want to annoy you right now because, as I said, I'm quite tired.
Meow.
For the last time, Luna, no, you cannot read my diary. I lock it in my drawer every day and only I have the key. And I'm certainly not bringing it out when you're around. Fine. Tia, I'm going on vacation for a week.
Why so sudden?
I just felt like it, sister.
Good morning, Luna!
Celestia gleefully shouted as she barged into her sister's room, only to blink as she looked upon an empty bed.
Oh, right, you're on vacation.
She harumphed.
I so wanted to make you wake up in the morning. Oh well, pancakes for one today, it seems.
As she busied herself gathering the ingredients in the kitchen, radiant rays of sunlight peeked through the window as the sun rose above the horizon, slowly ascending into the sky. Celestia gazed out at the sun, the glare not bothering her. She had raised the sun for over an eon after all.
Twilight seems to be doing well. I should visit this weekend.
There was a knock on the door. Celestia frowned as she looked up from her pancakes.
Who
was visiting this early in the morning? She stretched her body, cracking her joints a little and letting out a sigh of contentment as she felt her stiffness go away. Putting on a small smile, she trotted over to the door and opened it.
Celestia here, how may I help?
Meow.
Celestia rubbed at her eyes. Was she seeing things?
Meow.
She apparently was not. Or hearing things. She seemed to be sane. A midnight blue kitten lay in a basket by the doorstep, looking up at her with those,
"Why do they have such white and adorable eyes?" "Well, hello there,"
Celestia said soothingly as she lowered herself down to be on eye level with the kitten.
"Where's your owner?"
"Meow."
"Figures,"
she nodded sagely.
"They abandon you?"
"Meow."
This time it was more stretched out, as if the kitten was agreeing with her. Celestia considered the kitten before shrugging.
Maybe Luna'll like a kitten.
Using her magic, she levitated the basket over to the counter before pouring a bowl of milk out.
"Here you go, little one,"
she cooed.
"Breakfast."
The kitten stared at the milk for a moment before padding over to it and tentatively sticking out its tongue and giving it a lick. Its eyes widened before it started enthusiastically drinking the milk as fast as it could. Celestia giggled at the sight like a little filly, grinning wildly.
"What should I call you?"
Celestia mused once her giggling had died down. The kitten started preening itself, licking at its paws. It then stretched itself up before taking an almighty leap off the kitchen counter, landing on the ground perfectly. Celestia blinked, her horn already lit up the moment the kitten jumped off, ready to catch it. But it looked as if the kitten was perfectly fine. It then did a series of jumps from the ground and onto stools before it made its way onto the table beside Luna's recliner. It tilted its head at the comfortable-looking couch before jumping on it and lounging on the recliner, making itself at home. Sorry herself, Celestia just noticed the telltale signs that the kitten was female, and smiled a little at the kitten doing the series of jumps onto the couch.
Sure, Luna would be a little annoyed if Cat forgot on her favorite seat, but she wouldn't mind so much if it was a cute kitten. The kitten then yawned, stretching itself out and snuggling itself onto the recliner. Just like how Luna would, every day, after a day helping out around Silver Shores.
I know! Celestia perked up. I'll call you Moony. Since you look like Luna and act a bit like her, I'll call you Moony. She'd love that.
The kitten yawned, but there was a glint of something in its eyes. Maybe it was agreement or consent?
You know.
Celestia grinned as she lifted the kitten up using her hoofs, before sitting down on the recliner and letting her sit on her.
Luna and I are going to pamper you to bits. You won't even miss your old owner. I was once a princess of Equestria. I ruled over tens of thousands of ponies and creatures, and I took care of them all. And now I'm gonna take care of you, little one.
Meow!
Moony yawned. With long, gentle strokes, Celestia started petting Moony, each one eliciting a purr of contentment from the kitten.
I should write about you in my diary, Celestia murmured. You'd make a great addition, Moony.
Moony turned to look up at her with those big, curious, and adorable eyes.
My diary, she said with a smile. I write about everything I experience or do in there. Going to be no exception, Moony. Keeping a kitten, well, that's one of the things I always wanted to do once I retired. I guess I got my wish. Wait here, Moony.
She gently slipped the kitten onto the recliner.
I'll grab my diary.
She slipped into her room before unlocking the drawer and taking out the white-colored book. She returned to the living room, and when she was about to sit down, there was a knock on the door.
Another visitor?
She thought out loud.
I'll be back, Moony. Take care of my diary for me, will you?
She set the diary beside the kitten. There was no one at the door.
What?
She shrugged and closed it. When she returned to the living room, her eyes widened as she took in the sight. Moony had disappeared, and there was Luna sitting on the recliner, reading her diary.
Wait, I told you I'd read your diary somehow,
Luna said with a smirk.
Even if it meant becoming a kitten for a while. I must say your pets are very enjoyable. Shall we do this again someday? Seriously, Luna? Just for the diary?
Author's note. Why have I done this? Hello everyone, and this is once again Common Time with Visual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps, is needed and very much appreciated, and helps to keep me alive and the lights on around here. Anyhow, wow. Wow, I mean it was quite obvious, you know, that this kitten Moony was actually Luna. But I love it! I mean, I love cats. I really love cats. Oh, I'd so love a kitten like that. And if it was in reality Princess Luna, that would be a double. That would be doubly nice, you know, because I like Luna. Anyhow, I am Sinner. You know, I have no idea why you did this, but I certainly like the story. Thumbs up from me. And as always, I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.